the hour, we're here to talk about things that are interesting. Why would we be here to talk about things that were boring? Some of the news nuggets that you will need to converse. And then our psychic Lisa Lano is going to talk about some of the influences of the stars and things that are not seen but felt, if you will, a part of that life. Uri Geller joins us later on.
Do you send her an email and let her know what we're going to talk about, or just she already knows?
She already knows.
She already knows.
Yeah. She already knows, Richie. In terms of other things that are going on in the news, about 18 states around the country have seen a slight decline, according to the report out today. A slight decline in obesity in low-income preschoolers. Studies have been done by the feds to find out. I find these reports and some of the information to be kind of specious, because one day it's kind of like what experiments are done on drugs one day, or nutritional things, like one day vitamin D is good for you, and the next day it's bad for you. We've got the problem over here that's horrible, the next day it's great. And this whole thing about obesity, not that we ought not to be focused on it, because it is a big problem, pardon the pun, but it is something.
It's so cute to see a fat little kid, isn't it?
Oh, adorable.
You roll them around like a little beach ball. It's so sad that they're all getting
our politically
shit.
Correct friends, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli,
all going to be skinny
Ken
and running
Kessler
around.
Is here. The Cleveland house where the three women were held captive for a decade is going to be demolished this week.
Thank goodness.
That's part
it was
of the
demolished this morning.
Yeah, it's done.
Plea agreement.
And CNN didn't have anything better to do. They covered it.
Really?
Well,
watch the house come tumbling down.
I bet. I bet every news channel covered it.
Right. Oh yeah.
Right.
Did they blow it up or have a bulldozer come in?
No, they tore it down.
Oh, they actually tore it down.
Well, you do, an excavator comes in and just rips it
apart. Yeah, I mean, who would buy that house?
Yeah. Blow it up.
What are they going to do with it now?
Sad news about that terminally ill 2-year-old Pennsylvania boy who died after he was the best man at his parents' wedding this past weekend. That's something that is very thought-provoking and very sad. Wonder what happens. I may ask Lisa about that. What happens to young children when they die? Why is it that they're taken?
Because they have bigger, better plans.
Well, that may be her answer. We'll find out in a minute as psychic Lisa Lano joins us here on Good Day.
Global Mills needed to unload excess inventory, and we must make room. So right now, you can get an unheard-of flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Clearance Sale. Get first-quality laminate from 39 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from 59 cents, refinished hardwood from 99 cents, and all vinyl plank flooring is on sale. Plus, get special financing. First come, first serve. These deals will not last. Don't miss it. Our flooring clearance sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live? Shh. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment, because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
All right, 13 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. There are a lot of things that happen in life that seem unexplainable, or is it inexplicable? Which is the correct word, Roberta? Which
one? Inexplicable,
would you
choose? I think.
Inexplicable means unexplainable.
Right.
They don't make
Doesn't make sense. Right.
Yeah, right. Now, some people are more accepting of those things, of those ideas. Some people just say, okay, it's not explainable. That doesn't mean it doesn't make sense. It just isn't easy to explain because there are a lot of things, frankly, in the universe that are not explainable or inexplicable. And thus, the value of people like Lisa Lano, who joins us every week at this time now to discuss some of the things that are not easily understood.
Mm-hmm.
As a psychic, you can go, by the way, there are a number of different ways to find Lisa. Lisa Lano on Facebook, Lisa M. Lano on Facebook, Gone Paranormal, I think that's cute. If you would like an appointment, after you listen to Lisa and you think she's really cool, you may want to talk to her. You can email her. It's Lisa at LisaMLano2Ns.com. All right, so Lisa, you may have heard me talking earlier with Roberta and Richie and Kenny about this two-year-old boy who died after being the best man at his parents' wedding. One wonders always when somebody young dies, why?
Why?
You have had that experience. I mean, a lot of people have had that experience, sadly enough. Why?
Yes. I have. I've had a lot of clients who want to reach out to their loved one from the other side. And sometimes they are children, and that is their big question, why?
So what do you tell them?
Well, I can tell you from what I've heard from the other side and what I feel is true is that there's not always a good explanation. And I won't just leave you with that. For example, when we come in from the other side to this life, you know, think of us as adult entities, and then we're coming in to start our life to learn something. So we may have chosen to come in, and let's say we decide that this is what we're going to do. We're going to come in, and we're going to have a tragic passing, maybe a kidnapping and a murder. But because of that tragic passing, maybe a law gets passed to help everybody else. So why they decide to end their chart when they end it, I don't always have an answer. A direct answer, because once they're gone, it's hard for me to see. Well, I can't. Their book is closed, so I can't really see what would have happened. Or sometimes there's things like maybe if they survived a specific thing, their life would have been so horrible and difficult that they say, no, you know what? I'm going to take this exit. Then you have these other kids that do go through a tragedy and end up, I mean, either messed up for life physically or emotionally or mentally, and you wonder, wow, why did you choose to stay? So, you know, if you think of it that way, that maybe the child that decides to stay alive with this terrible ailment for 10 years and then dies, and you say, why? Why did they die? Well, maybe when they were two, the doctor that was going to find a cure or help them was still in med school. But they made it to 10, and that doctor got there. In 10 more years, that doctor's going to save the world. You never know.
Mm.
That's my take on it, if it makes sense.
Well, it does, in a sense. It's more stuff that's hard to understand. I mean, that's really what the bottom line is here. It's very difficult to grasp the pain that is part of life if you believe in God. And by the way, there's really no, in my mind, no conflict between those who believe in God as I do and you believe in God. Those people who are religionists who think what you do is outrageous or you're an occultist, bad. You know what? That's up to the individual. If you don't want to take advantage of what Lisa has, then you don't. You just don't listen. You don't pay any attention. Or if you are curious, as am I, about a lot of these things, I'm always looking. The reason I think I find Lisa and people who do what she does so fascinating, because it does give you some answers, whether, you know, you can accept them or not. For example, August has a crescent moon that appears, I believe, midweek this week. It's visible here in America and a lot of other places around the world after sunset. Venus is high in the sky above the moon. That apparently has some impact on us here. As some people say, it's great for romance. I mean, I don't know what it's good for, but what influences do you find that are current? What should people be looking for that, in a general sense, will help them? I mean, the reason that you are successful, or people like you are successful, is because you make people's lives better. Right? They're looking, people are looking for information, for help. How is my life going to be better by, in this circumstance, where the moon and Mars or Venus is or whatever?
A lot of that is astrology. So it is good to know those things, but I caution people not to dwell on it and say, well, this is my month for romance, only this month, you know? If I tell people what they really need to do is to put it in the hands of the universe, God, who whatever. And by the way, Jesus was an amazing psychic. They call him a prophet. But if you look at it, the man foretold the future. So anyway, back to the stars.
That'll get people reeling when they hear that. But yeah, he was a great healer.
He was a prophet. What is a prophet?
Yeah.
You know, he was amazing. So, you know, I just use a different word for him. But he was an amazing prophet, psychic. I totally believe in him. But at any rate, I tell people that you really need to trust your gut. The other thing I tell people is you don't need me for everything. Like, I'm not trying to get people to come back to me every week and spend their money. I try to teach people to learn on their own, to pick up on the signs.
All right, so can you say that to, like, Richie or Roberta? You both have the ability to figure this stuff out. You don't need Lisa. You can, if you listen to what is going on, you can pick up the signs. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to say, well, I won't say you don't need me. It's up to the individual person. For example, you can pick up where, you know, mom is around or dad is around who's passed away. But if you want to get clear messages, then yeah, you might want to come to me for clear messages. As far as the validation from somebody who's never met your mom or your dad but knows about them and brings them in from the other side. The same thing with the psychic sense. You might have a business proposal that you think is phenomenal, but you're going to go to somebody you don't know, knows nothing about it, to see if you're on the right track. But I just try to tell people, you know, come to me when you feel you need it. And listen to the signs yourself.
If Roberta wanted to talk to her mother or father, or Richie wanted to talk to his father, you might be able to help him do that. That's the sort of thing that you do?
That's one of the things that I do, out of the many, yeah.
Or no, I talk to my father all the time, and he answers me.
He does. When was the last time you talked to him?
Well, before I sold the house in Bayside, I needed to find out where a water turnoff was. And I asked him, I said, Dad, where is it? And he just guided me to this cabinet that had a hole cut in the ceiling that I put my hand through.
Water was gushing out of the wall.
And felt the water turn off. So, no, he talks to me all the time. He doesn't, like, doesn't talk to me in words, but I just, like, all of a sudden I know something.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Now 23, I'm not. Nice song.
You like that?
Richie. Hi, Kenny is here, Richie's here, Roberta's here, Lisa Lano, the program psychic tarot reader. She has worked with lots of different people over the years, had an interesting way of dealing with reality. And if you'd like to check her out, Facebook address is Lisa Lano, L-A-N-N-O, or Lisa M. Lano. And you can reach her via email, lisa@lisamlano.com. A lot of people are listening, and they would like to have some help, if that's what it's all about. Help yourself. We're talking about connecting and how you connect and teaching yourself how to connect. Roberta gave an example of her talking to a father to find out where a shutoff was. Some people, I mean, it's cool. The essence of time, Lisa, because time really doesn't have much meaning any place except sort of for our convenience here, right? Otherwise...
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. When people say, gee, my dad never came to me in a dream, and it's been 10 years, and I think, well, they're probably saying, oh, what, it's been 10 days. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, they have eternity if they want it, so...
Yeah.
You know,
well, and
it
seems
you're right.
That life is so short in a sense... One wonders whether do we abuse it by not trying to understand more about what life is about? Do we abuse life by ignoring what it can teach us?
I think many of us do. I think almost all of us do at some point. I can think of, I should have, boy, did I waste time on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that is how we learn. You know, you waste time on a job, you waste time on a person, whatever it might be, and then you say, well, you know what? I think the trick is, did you learn anything?
Mm.
You know, if you're a woman's with a guy that beats her and stays for 5 years and then gets out of it, well, you've learned. You may have made a mistake for 5 years, but you know what? You learned and you're not going back. If she keeps going back to a guy that abuses her for the rest of her life, well, now she's not learning.
Well, that does happen. We hear that happen so often. Women, I don't know whether men are the same or not, but it seems more common with women who go to the same man over and over and over again. Not the same man. Same type
of
man.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would that be the case in the case of a woman who... maybe he's been married a number of times, and each time she marries, basically the same sort of person who does her in or does her harm. Why?
Well, don't you think every case is different.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the reason for it, but it does happen, and I think men do the same thing as well. Maybe
self-esteem. Self-esteem, I think. Yeah. I don't know if everybody in the panel agrees with me, but I think self-esteem has to be one of our biggest issues. I mean, you can go to all the therapy that you want, but if you don't have that shot of self-esteem to know that you're worth more and you're worth, you know, something better in this life, than to be treated well. I mean, I think it all goes back to our self-esteem, which is a really hard thing to conquer. I mean, I have seen some of the most gorgeous, gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous women have no self-esteem at all. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, and the ones
and
that
some
aren't
of it
gorgeous
comes. But how does that happen? Is it because of something that they experienced earlier in their lives that affects them as adults?
Well, we all have experienced something or other, whether it be traumatic or, I mean, to some people, traumatic is something that's, I was picked on, good example. I was picked on and I had a big nose when I was a kid and I got picked on really bad.
I've had a big mouth all my life. Look what it did for me.
I have that too.
And you still get picked on.
Yeah, too. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Kenny and Richie,
that.
You both wanted to say something. I think I heard Kenny wanted to pop up there for a second. Did you, Ken?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I didn't.
I thought I heard your voice.
Mm-hmm. All right. The one thing that I would say is that some people, you seem to have a very sound, reasoned approach to this, Lisa, and some people will just take anybody's words that come out of their mouth, not knowing them, and they'll just jump. And they're stupid.
That's what people.
There's a lot of dumb people out there giving a lot of dumb advice, and you need to be able to make up your own mind as to what's the good advice and what's the bad advice. So,
I had somebody yesterday that said they wanted to clear their house and they wanted to make sure that there was no bad energy, and they wanted to go to the store and buy these expensive candles because somebody told them to. I said, who told you? The person who, you know, the
candles.
Sales clerk?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I said, do you feel you need to burn a white candle? Yeah. I said, all right. See, go around the corner. Take a left. The dollar store is right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Get yourself a white candle and bless it yourself. I mean, it's whatever makes you feel comfortable. But, you know, you don't.
The point is, we all have the power. We all have the power.
You
have
the power.
Take the power. Right. Learn about the power. Lisa is available, though, by email, lisa@lisaamlano.com, or go to the website, lisaamlano.com.
Two N's.
Lisa, yeah, with two N's. Thank you. Lisa, good to have you here. Thanks for checking in. 29 after on Good Day.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses, I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Satisfying all those good things. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Uri Geller is going to join us. What are we calling him now? Not a mentalist. We're calling him a...
He used to be a paranormalist.
But he's now got a new way of referring to himself.
Seer.
No. It begins with an M. All our memories are horrible because we can't remember what the word was that he used.
A mystifier.
That's it, mystifier.
Mystifier.
That's right, exactly. Good for you, Richie. All right, Rich is here, and Kenny and Roberta. This is the Good Day program. We'll have Uri join us in a few minutes as we look into things that are mystical and mystifying in a different way from Lisa, in a manner of speaking. It's pretty good weather around the country this week. That's cool. President Obama says that he's canceling his trip to Russia for the Moscow summit. It reflects, so he says, anger over Russia's harboring of Mr. Snowden and growing frustration within the administration over what it sees as Moscow's stubbornness on a lot of key issues, missile defense, human rights, that sort of thing. The president is going to attend the Group of 20 economic summit. He said that, he told that to Jay Leno. But then when pressed, he is not going to go now, and at the G20, he's not going to have one-on-one talks with Putin either. There's very, you could look at some of the pictures.
Yeah.
Remember from the last time around, they wouldn't even look at each other.
Bush used to be like little buddies, you know, running around, this, look at my pickup truck and all this other stuff. And
right.
Then they kind of grew apart, and
yeah,
this one's not going too well.
Putin's a bad guy.
Putin is a bad guy.
No, there's no question about
Putin. He's a jerk.
Being a bad, well, he's more than that. He's a dangerous guy. He's a, you know, he'd work well in the NSL. Hey, he's a spy.
He's a former KGB guy.
Right, exactly. So who needs more of that?
I wonder if President Obama saw Snowden in the airport.
Obama?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When he flies there, I wonder whether he'll see him in the airport.
He's gone from the airport.
He's already there.
Who's already there?
In Russia. Obama. No, when he goes to Russia, will he see Snowden in the airport?
He's not already there. What are you talking about? He's in Los Angeles.
No, when he goes there.
Oh, when he goes there.
Yeah.
But
Snowden's not in the airport anymore.
No, he's not?
No.
I thought he was still hiding in the burn closet.
No, he get moved. He's living with an American family that lives in Moscow.
No, I know they let him stay for a while. I just didn't know whether he was still in the airport.
No. All right. Simon Cowell in the news. Apparently, this woman, Lauren Silverman, is not very good at telling the truth. She told her husband that she was going to Miami to visit her mother when she was doing the bop she bop with Simon.
Boom chicka boom.
Yeah, that too. And then she flew to England to be with Simon for the season finale of Britain's Got Talent. Apparently, that's the time she got pregnant. She was having an affair with Simon, however, at the same time, while she was trying to convince her husband to give their relationship another try, because she had a prenup that needed 10 years. And she needed to stay married to the guy for 10 years so she'd get the money out of him. And that's what she was waiting for. Oh, do you like that?
What a piece of work.
I love those. Isn't that, I love those stories. Not.
Nice. Well, hey, listen, now she's forever connected to Simon, so.
Yeah, right.
What is her umbilical cord?
About her. Charlie Sheen.
And Simon. What's his, obviously.
Yeah, what's his deal?
Yeah, he's not clueless that she's married.
No. Maybe, what does he know about, he doesn't need to prenup. He's got plenty of dough.
No, but still, dude.
Hello.
Don't do that to your other brother.
Charlie Sheen, back to his exciting ways with porn stars. Capri Anderson and Georgia Jones are living with him in his house at the moment. And let's see, what else is going on with him? Oh, his ex-wife is trying to spend time with his son. She's really one of these people that had so much of a dependency on drugs that her life is ruined. They've been in and out of how many rehabs? So Denise Williams, who is the ex-wife of Charlie Sheen, has the two children that he had with her.
Wow, winning.
And actually, she's doing, the two of them seem to be getting along all right.
Denise's, yeah, she seems to be doing okay.
Yeah. Actually, what she's doing, Denise Richards is living in her house part of the time and in Brooks Beach house in Orange County part of the time. So she brings her, she has the two children of her own with Charlie and then the two children he had with Brooke. And he has asked her to keep them in a place where they could be relatively comfortable and familiar surroundings. So they live half the time in her house, Denise's house, and then she takes them and they live half the time down in Brooke's house.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
Yeah. Isn't that... I think that says something about Denise, actually.
I will say, I happened upon the Comedy Central Charlie roast.
Yeah.
And it's a train wreck all the way.
It is.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
It was really funny. And he took it well.
Yeah, well, what else is he going to do?
Yeah.
He looked awful, I thought, during it, though. Whew, man, he looked bad.
Yeah, I think he looks, he's done. That guy, he's...
Really ruined himself.
Oh, man, what he's done to himself. Yeah.
21 before the hour, Uri Geller, the Mystifier, joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. Credit cards can have a positive or negative impact on consumers' credit scores. Consumers who make timely payments and carry lower balances typically have higher credit scores and receive lower interest rates on larger purchases, such as a mortgage or a new car. More than 50% of consumers surveyed by Bank of America maintain a monthly balance on their credit cards. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To help your credit score, you should always pay your credit card bill on time and pay more than the monthly minimum. There are even some credit cards that will reward you for good payment practices. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, you can earn a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade.
I said, pay attention to both the proper oil.
You look great.
The
you too.
Proper.
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-7418. That's 1-800-456-7418. 1-800-456-7418.
Always great. Always great to have Uri Geller join us on the Good Day program. The Mystifier from England. Actually, he's not from England originally. He's an Israeli, but he loves living in England, and I can understand why. He's got a beautiful place on the Thames River. Great place for spiritualizing, for gathering one's thoughts, thinking, working. That prism. Uri has a prism up behind his house that is a great place to go. And just, we all kind of need one of those. Like Superman needed his fortress of solitude. I think we all need a place to go, don't we, Uri, that allows us to have our thoughts, be with our thoughts, and work through some of the things.
I go to the bathroom usually. Lock the doors. Yeah. The place you can get privacy with the kids. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, you know, you're such a mind reader, because why would you mention my garden and the prism and the pyramid? But I just took a picture 10 minutes ago of something that I installed in my garden, and I'm emailing it to you right now, and you can open it in a moment when it gets to you, okay?
Yep, I will.
And then you will see how bizarre looking it is. But then if it arrives on time and you can look at it, I'll explain you in a moment what it is. What caught my eye today is a story about Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
We all know Bob Dylan, and we all know the old rock stars and the singers, but many a time we don't know about other talents they possess. And there's a big story in The Guardian today that says Dylan faces down critics with London art show. And I'm looking at one of his portraits, and he's an amazing painter. And so is Wood, you know, from the Rolling Stones. I see his paintings all over the place, in memorabilia shops, signed and limited edition, and so on. So it's interesting how people like, who is that old-time singer from San Francisco? Come on, Doug.
Old-time singer from San Francisco.
Yeah, who knew Frank Sinatra from that era, who is still
Tony
alive.
Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Yes, very good.
He's also a fantastic painter. Mm-hmm. And the question to everyone listening out there is, no matter what other, you know, jobs you do or what line of work you have, did you ever think that you might possess a talent, an artistic talent, that you never really tried out? You could be a fantastic painter or drawer or graphic designer, but it's just sleeping in you. My advice to everyone is try out your other sleeping talents.
My aunt had this exact thing happen to her, Uri, when she was almost 60. She went to a painting class and realized that she was really good, and now she paints all the time.
It's expression. It's personal expression. You do a great job creating things. Those you have your line of dishware that you sell on QVC from time to time, things that you've designed. I don't think you ever thought that that was going to be your calling, but yet, if you let yourself, I think it's akin to what some refer to as automatic writing. You just let your hands go, and they may write something, or they may, in this case, design or draw something, but there is that innate talent that's so hard to explain. Some people don't want to explain it because it's not seemingly of this world.
I've been painting since I was a child, and it was a spoon bending that robbed away that talent. But then when I lived in New York, I decided to continue painting, and I turned my apartment on 57th Street and 1st Avenue into a studio. And I would create, 15, 20 canvases, big ones, with acrylic and oil. And an Italian art owner, a gallery owner called Benjamin Levy, he would sell my paintings all around the world. Then he invited me to paint in a tiny village called Ponte di Legno up on the mountains near Milan. So I spent almost a year painting there. But it's so therapeutical, and it's quite extraordinary to do something parallel your main work.
Now, I'm looking at this picture you sent me from your backyard. I recognize it in the backyard. It's a silver ball on some sort of a porcelain stand. What does that represent?
Okay, let me tell you what it is. The porcelain stand that you're talking about is really not a stand. It's a fountain that is made from the same fabric as the Dreamliners, Boeing's Dreamliners made.
Yep.
It's carbon fiber, and it's very smooth and white. It's 4 meters in diameter, and it's a fountain. And I thought, well, just putting in water lilies and fish, what else can I add to it to make it extraordinarily amazing and a conversation item, a conversation piece? So I decided to buy a silver steel sphere, but I made a mistake, and instead of buying a small one, I didn't really read the sizes, and this gigantic monster appears last week on our doorstep. So I said to myself, well, what the hell? Let's just put that in the fountain. And it's just very, very unusual because there is water coming out on the top, and there's a light, so at night it's lit.
Is it posted? And is the picture posted at ArieGeller.com?
No, you're the first one to receive it. See, it's not landscaped yet.
I can see the work
there.
Around about it,
So you're the first one to see it, but I thought it's very unusual. It looks like kind of a futuristic UFO. But I love items that are conversation pieces. For instance, yesterday I was browsing in Henley, which is a town nearby, and I saw this motorcycle in a window of a shop. And it was made from wicker, from straw. And the gentleman sold it for relatively almost next to nothing. And it's such an unusual motorcycle. I'm going to email you a picture of that, too, that I put it in the living room.
I can't imagine that. Oh, my God. What a hot ticket. Wow. So post those pictures. I'll send people to your website, UriGeller.com, UriGeller.com, a place for you to spend your time talking about just giving yourself some time. What a great place to visit.
Wait, Doug, before you go, do mention the book that is coming out very soon, but it's already on Amazon on pre-order. It's called The Secret Life of Uri Geller. It's, takes off after the movie that the BBC produced. So please go there. It's just an amazingly shocking story when you read it.
All right. So that's we can get the info on that at UriGeller.com as well. Yes, the book's info. Uri, always happy to have him here. Medalist, mystifier, Uri Geller here on Good Day at 10 before the hour. to be well, little cable cars.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The familiar sound of the pet show. Oh, there he is. Why, next time playing the trombone as we get into, well, yeah, that is the theme for the pet show. That's heard every weekend on great radio stations all around the country, more and more all the time.
This is our theme for Warren's pet segment.
Oh, I
this
thought
is
he,
not his theme.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, I thought this was the one he used.
No, he uses this in his show, but he doesn't. This is not his theme.
Really? No, we ought to find his theme, then, Richie.
We have his theme.
Is it doggies? We love doggies. We love lots and lots of doggies.
I'll find it for you.
Big eventually. Ones, little ones. Warren's going to talk about how you can adopt a pet that's older here today. And great stories about some pets that get reunited. The story of a pet parrot that got lost. Does he find... parrots, male and or female? Are they sexless?
Male or female, yeah.
They are, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so get to the bottom of all these exciting stories. Warren Eckstein is here with us on Good Day in just a moment.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
This is the theme.
This is the 70s Archie.
It's time for the Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren is the author of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want and How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. And he's here to answer all of your pet and animal questions. And now, here's Warren Eckstein.
Okay, so that's the one with the 1970s Sesame Street theme behind it. And if he couldn't be any different, in the next hour, he goes rock and roll on us.
Warren Eckstein, the man on your pet. Try to stumble, but we haven't yet. Your dog is barking, your cat missed the box. Your parents chewed up all your favorite socks.
That's two fairly different extremes there, Warren, but it's all great.
That's the neurosis of knowing me.
Warren Eckstein, right. Neuroses Incorporated, a pet expert. He's become neurotic because of all the pets he's had to treat and the people that own the pets over the years. He has a story today on his blog about this new policy. You can get a veterinarian to fly with your pet as long as you supply him with a private plane. Is that how this works?
It does work that way, and this is a vet that practices in New York City. Actually, is a group of three vets. They practice in New York City and they practice in the Hamptons. Where else? And they work with a company called Blue Star Jet. So if you have enough money to rent the jet, which, by the way, I think costs somewhere between $1,000 and $12,000 an hour, and then the vet charges you $200 an hour to go for the ride, you might want to stay home.
I'll bet there are a lot of New Yorkers who use it to go to Florida wintertime with their older dogs.
A lot of people in the entertainment field, very successful, like one of the people that uses it was on the Housewives of New York City. So yeah. People that have money are more apt. I remember years ago, Cheryl Teagues, a client of mine, flew me on it wasn't a private plane, but one of those planes that only had like 12 people on it. I think it was called something air from New York to L.A.
Expensive air.
Dog to work with a dog. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There is a need now and a desire, apparently, on the part of some to have senior pets adopted, and there's a photographer who is promoting that. How's it working? Is it something that people are considering, adopting older dogs?
It's something they should consider. It's one of the most frustrating parts of working in the humane community. You go to a shelter, you go to a humane society, and all the puppies and kittens, for that matter, too, just walk out the door. But the older dog, and older can be 9 months, 10 months, or even as young as a year, find it difficult. And I always recommend to people that when you adopt an older dog, not only do they know you saved their lives and pay you back, but more importantly is that it's a lot easier, especially for working couples. Usually the dog comes housebroken. It may not have to go through those chewing stages as a puppy. So I'm a firm believer that the two most difficult dogs to find homes for are the older dog and the black dog, and neither one should be inhibiting anyone from adopting. So I say
an older dog and a black dog?
Yeah, there's something called black dog and black cat syndrome. Black dogs and black cats stay at shelters much longer.
Oh, I have a black cat.
They stay at shelters much longer than other colored animals.
That's interesting news. Yeah, very interesting news. All right, there's the story of the pet world, at least for this week, abbreviated. Warren Eckstein here with us on Good.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.